You are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. Jobless workers and advocacy groups rallied last week over frustrations with our unemployment claim system. DLIR Director Ann Pereira Estacio spoke with The Conversation's Savannah Harriman-Pote to address the backlog. Listeners called and wrote in to share their questions.
The first question that we received was, how can a claimant apply for benefits if they are not computer literate and they have no family to help them?
So we have an agreement with the libraries for our clientele to go to whichever library is closest to their home, and they will help them through the process.
Okay, and so that assumes that the libraries are open across the state, because I know that certain library locations are still closed. Do they?
Correct. Some are still closed. Many of them have reopened with specific hours.
Okay, so if someone wanted to utilize this particular amenity, would they call their local library and make an appointment in advance?
No, probably not. They would just go down to their library during those open hours.
Okay, and that coordination would happen between them and the library, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And then additionally, we have a question from Mary Oates, a board member of the Hawaii Workers Center.
Our folks at the rally, our worker members, are basically wanting to know how many applicants are actually backlogged. Give us a number for how many are backlogged, and what is the average time it takes to pay out a claim when someone's eligible? It's not the 21 days, we know that. So what is the average time?
And I would add to that, what is the plan for achieving the federal standard for payout to claimants of 21 days, and what does the department need to achieve that goal?
Okay, so the federal standard for payout for 21 days is just the first pay standard, and so that's initially when someone comes in and files an initial claim. So up front, we had a lot of issues with obtaining claims and getting them processed through our system because of the mainframe and the problems we were having with the mainframe and running efficiently. And so any claim that gets held up for any other reason, say there is a issue on their account or there's a stop because we are working on extended benefits, does not have a time period established like the first pay that we do with the first pay. When you initially file your claim, that's the first pay performance requirement or measure.
Mm-hmm.
And once you receive your first pay, there could be a multitude of reasons why your claim would stop through the process for payment. If there is an issue that was created either on the claimant's end or the employer's end, or like most recently when we were trying to implement the PEUC extension, the claims were being held up until that extension was programmed and ready to launch in the production region.
Mm-hmm. I want to return actually to the content of Mary Oates' question. If we're to isolate that question down even further, are you confident in saying that the department is able to achieve that federal standard just for those people who initially file?
I would say that we are probably not meeting the 98% that the federal government normally tries to regulate throughout the unemployment insurance system. All states are having initially problems with processing claims because of the workload, but we are trying our very best as administratively feasible to pay out benefits as quickly as we possibly can.
And you mentioned workload as an obstacle to achieving that standard. Is that the only obstacle?
Workload as well as the brand new program. So I just want to interject and say that, you know, there's an impression or maybe a misunderstanding that the Unemployment Insurance Office has taken a whole year to get everything in perspective. But to tell you the truth, it's really we've worked on many different and new projects and implemented many different programs within the year. So the problems that we were experiencing back in March of 2020 are not necessarily the same problems you're experiencing today. So we've actually implemented 12 new programs into the unemployment insurance system since March of 2020. So we've been working and implementing additional applications to provide claimants with assistance.
The people that we do often hear from are the people who haven't had the system work for them yet. But you did say that Hawaii is not achieving the 98% payout within the federal standard for and the initial phase. Do you have an estimation of what percentage we might be hitting at this time?
I don't know what the percentage is right now. I haven't received any of those reports from the U.S. Department of Labor, but if I can definitely check with the Unemployment Insurance Office to get those figures.
Folks at the Hawaii Workers Center also held a rally last week in hopes that the Unemployment Office would reopen one of its physical locations for claimants. And they wanted to know specifically in this conversation, why can't you open a call center at the Honolulu Convention Center to help them and others who need appointments using an appointment system or a STADR system similar to how other government departments have reopened?
So that call center is specifically to take calls from claimants across the state, not just on Oahu. And so if we were to open up that convention center and use the same individuals that are taking calls for the statewide claimants, then we would be helping the few and not the many. I can tell you that the crowd control would be an extremely hard issue for us to manage if we opened up a face-to-face center at the convention center. And we would just be servicing those individuals on Oahu, when the unemployment insurance's responsibility is to service everyone in the state of Hawaii.
Okay, but why doesn't the department have the resources to service everyone in the state of Hawaii the way that the people are asking for? Why are you having to make these decisions and selectively apply these resources?
Okay, so prior to the pandemic, prior to March 2020, unemployment was at the lowest there ever was in Hawaii. It was at 2.4%. And the Unemployment Insurance Office is funded by federal money and not state money. And we're also funded through workload. And at that time, since the workload was extremely low, our funding for staffing was extremely low. We had the lowest staffing we had in many, many years. Unemployment insurance is a very complicated program, as everyone has been able to see throughout this process. And to up-train individuals to understand the nuances of the unemployment insurance system and the federal regulations, as well as working with our mainframe applications, it's hard to up-train someone to be extremely proficient and help a claimant from beginning to end without any help from someone who actually understands the system. When the pandemic hit, we brought in individuals to help us move through this process and to service more and more of our clientele. But I can tell you that even though we brought in over 100 individuals, these individuals are just not as experienced as they need to be in order to sufficiently help a claimant from beginning to end and get them on the path to where they want to be. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're trying to achieve. And so at the call center, we are up training so that they can take a call and at some point be able to help this claimant clean up their claim and get them to the point where they would like to be. Still at this point, with the individuals that we have at the call center, we are having to help them throughout the process while they're on their call. And so the experts, those who have been with us for many years, are few because of the low personnel that we had when we first started this pandemic. And so that's the major problem we're experiencing with servicing clientele statewide. You have to remember that we took in over 300,000 initial claims for unemployment insurance alone. We also took in almost 200,000 claims for what we call PUA, the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance. The same staff that are working on regular unemployment insurance are the individuals in unemployment who are also servicing those who qualify for PUA. So it's a bigger program than you would anticipate.
Mm-hmm. This last question we've heard quite a few times.
My name is Lisa, and I had a question. What phone number do we call to get an actual person who can actually handle discrepancies on our unemployment benefits? I've been calling for over 6 months now, and I cannot get a live person, and I can't get anybody to call me back. So I'm just wondering, how do we get an actual person who can handle our discrepancies? Thank you.
Right. So the best channel is to call the call center. The call center has been set up to answer calls. We have individual staff members there who take those calls and are able to look at a claim. And if they cannot clean it up from beginning to end, like I had mentioned earlier, because they may be new on the job, you know, we had to hire up so that we could continue to service our clientele. There are professionals on site who do understand the process at unemployment, and they know how to navigate our system where they will provide them with assistance so that they can help these claimants get through their claims and clean them up. So the best phone number is, again, it's 762-5751 or 762-5752 or our toll-free line at 1-833-901-2272 or 2275. Just yesterday, we implemented a new program to help us mitigate the problems we're having with the call center because of what we call auto-dialers. So we've had a big amount of auto-dialers come into the system, and we implemented a program to stop those auto-dialers from dialing in and allowing other individuals to get through so that more and more individuals can get through to our call center.
Can you clarify what you mean by an auto-dialer? Is that an automated bot?
Yes. So it is an automated bot. It will constantly continue to call the system. So we were getting close to 200,000 calls a day. Yesterday, we once the day was over, we had a total of 32,000 calls, a drastic decrease in calls when we started to block out the auto callers. Of course, we're going to have claimants who still cannot get through. If you have 32,000 calls in a day and we only can service about 2,000 a day, you're going to have individual callers who can't get through. And so we are also implementing a new process that will start on Friday, where we will have a team of staff members here who will go through those calls that either got dropped or could not get through, and we will start looking at their claims, trying to clean them up, and giving those claimants a call to let them know what we've done on their claim and how we can continue to move forward if we still need additional information. Of course, even at that point, we will not be able to get through thousands of calls in one day. So the best avenue to be serviced is to continue to call the call center so that they can continue to try and get through to a live body. And then we will also work on our end to reach out to those who were not able to get through and try and service them in that way.
That was State Labor Director Ann Pereira Estacio. Thanks to the Hawaii Worker Center and those of you who wrote or called in to share your questions. We do want to keep hearing your stories. Our talkback line is open at 808-792-8217 or email us at talkback@hawaiipublicradio.org.